will he continue to be like a jelly on that plate? The wibble-wobble jelly on a plate.
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
So, that was a please explain moment.
In the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Tell me about it, Stan.
I have a fever. A fever can only be quenched by quiz. And I have a feeling about this one. I have a feeling this one's going right down to the line. This is going to be a battle of wits to the very death.
Woo!
That's right.
Bring it on.
We have before you the founder of hashtag Flatto Friday, reporter and co-presenter of the Signal podcast, Stephen Stockwell. Stephen, good evening.
Good evening.
And back before you, and with his new stand-up show, Enough! Which is touring around Australia right now, comedian, man about town, Tom Ballard. Tom.
Hello, Jonathan.
How are you?
I'm very well. What is Flatto Fridays? I don't know what that is.
Stephen, what's a Flatto Friday?
Flatto Fridays. Flatto.
Yeah, gotcha. So it's a day of the week, mm-hmm. and a flatto's not of clothing.
Gee, you're good.
So what you do is you wear that on a Friday.
A Flatto on a Friday. I get it. Yeah. I get it now. Thanks for explaining it. I get it.
I know it's a complicated idea for a comedian, so it's fine.
Oh, it's on. Okay. The trash talk has
begun. Here we go.
What are we playing for again?
The battle of minds.
Do we win anything?
No, you win nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pride.
Okay, it's gladiatorial. It's a fight to the death. There are, however, some ground rules. There are no buzzers. I decide who's right and who's wrong. Okay?
That's it. Okay.
It's pretty simple,
fine.
Isn't it?
Fair enough.
Round one. Federal politics. Stephen, opposition leader Albo named his shadow cabinet this week. There were promotions, there were demotions. What are former opposition leader Bill Shorten's new portfolios?
Well, he is going to have to try not to be bitter, mostly, I imagine, and just sort of carry on with himself, and also look after the NDIS, which is a very important job.
That's half the answer.
There were two answers. Really, I answered sort of two things in there.
Your Honour.
Yeah. I'd argue that I answered two things.
Mr. Green, may I possibly complete the answer?
Okay, Tom.
Is he also the Shadow Minister for Government Services?
Oh, my goodness.
Kapow!
Okay.
Feels good.
Half a point each. Yeah.
Just a reminder, I'm a comedian. Each. You're a journalist, Stephen.
Just half each, okay. Tom.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that I wasn't wrong.
You've both got half. Tom, you get too smug.
Uh-oh.
Senator Christina Keneally bagged the role of Shadow Home Affairs Minister. I mean, she got it. Her government counterpart, Peter Dutton, says she's a poor choice for that role because she opposed which key part of Australia's immigration policy?
Which key part? I think he wouldn't like the fact that she opposed the torture. The turnbacks, maybe?
Oh!
Boat turnbacks?
Oh, you're right.
Maybe there's another element as well. There isn't, actually.
Let's hear what Dutto had to say.
She's opposed to turnbacks, where they're safe to do so, which is the important central leg of Operation Sovereign Borders.
There you go. See? Turnbacks.
How could you be against turnbacks? Right. They're awesome. Everyone loves turnbacks.
Okay, Trump in the UK is our round two, and it has a musical interlude.
Ahem. Stephen?
Stephen?
Yes, go on.
Who is President Trump talking to here, and what is he referring to?
Perhaps you won't be given the credit that you deserve if they do something, but I think you deserve a lot of credit. I really do. I think you deserve a lot of credit.
Hmm?
Oh. Look, I feel it could be anyone. Potentially someone from The Apprentice. I mean, look, I want to say Theresa May.
You want to say that? Will you say that, though?
I don't, because I feel like that's too obvious. Because he's probably talking to a beef eater.
Nail your colours to the mast, my young man. Come on.
I'm going to go Theresa May.
Right. You're bloody well right. Tom.
Yes.
What adjective has been repeatedly used this week to describe the relationship between the UK and the USA? I'll give you a hint. It's an S word.
An S word? Special.
Oh, Really? You're so sharp.
It's a special relationship.
And just you're delivering these correct answers without banter. Can I draw you to your bantering clause?
Oh, I'm sorry.
In your agreement.
How about that Donald Trump, everybody? What a clown.
let's listen.
He's a special guy. It's a special relationship between a special man and another country.
Okay. Yep. Well, Theresa May, she has some thoughts on specialness.
I've always talked openly with you, Donald, when we have taken a different approach and you've done the same with me. I've always believed that cooperation and compromise are the basis of strong alliances, and nowhere is this more true than in the special relationship.
When I think, you know, just sort of easy charm and off-the-cuff openness, I think Theresa May. I mean, there's a woman who just speaks her mind.
That was her going, like, ham on Donald Trump there. That was her just, like, getting stuck in, I reckon. She was laying it down. Yeah. She's, like, throwing the grenade over her shoulder. She's on the way out. She's got no more F's to give.
She has gone now.
Yeah.
She's left the building. We've got some more Trump in the UK, which I think also requires a musical setting. Wanted that just stop, but they faded it out. I thought it'd be much more punk.
Only goes for about 90 seconds. You've got to play the whole thing.
Stephen, who did President Trump call a stone-cold loser on Twitter?
That'd be the mayor of London. He also called him a tiny little man, didn't he?
Quite possibly.
Stone-cold loser. My impression is very well regarded across the satirical spectrum. Loser, Jonathan Green, tiny little man, bald head, loser.
I think we should ask Tom to do the rest of this segment in the character of Donald Trump.
I'm doing the hands as well, everyone.
Yeah, the hands are very good. I have a bonus point on offer, and this bonus point comes at a critical time. Because here we are on the quiz, poised. Stephen, 2.5, and Tom, 2.5. How about that? You can feel the tension in this, can't you?
I'm going to win.
Here's the bonus point. Thank you, Donald.
Sad.
Now, we've heard about Sadiq Khan. Why did Donald Trump say that about Sadiq Khan?
Well, Sadiq was involved.
Tom's just jumped in.
Oh, can I?
Yeah. I was going to say, well, Sadiq was involved. No.
All right.
He was leading protests and said that Trump did not represent the values of London. London values, sees diversity as a strength, not a weakness.
Yeah.
And basically, he's a big Cheeto president who stinks.
Okay. I'd heard it was because, what do you think,
because Sadiq had actually, he actually blew up the baby Trump blimp himself. with his own lungs.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's hear what Sadiq had to say.
When you have a leader of a country, but not just any country, of the USA, amplifying tweets from racists in the UK, when you've got somebody who is the leader of a country that we love and revere, defending white supremacists, it gives a message to people who have far-right views and makes them be emboldened. But also, my worry is they become mainstream.
See, I wanted someone to say fascist, you know. I wanted someone to say racist. I wanted someone to really sort of, you know, get to grips with the issues here, Tom. And I think you failed in that.
Shut up, little man. My answer was good, better than Stephen. Stephen's a loser, sad.
I'd argue that that those words are a much better use of air than blowing up Trump away. So
yeah, I'm not going to give either of you a point. Okay, Tom, yes. What was apparently bizarre? Tom, what was apparently bizarre about the way the President of the United States of America greeted the Queen of England?
He's the way he greeted it, his outfit?
No, no, no.
All right. Well, we don't need music to make the point, I think.
That really just sort of makes it clear.
You don't like that one. We have others.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know how wrong you were? You were this wrong.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. This is
wrong.
This is a wonderful Friday night.
Wrong.
Thank you. Very good. The show is enough. It's on tour now. And please make this appearance worth it, everyone. Go on, what did he do?
Well, he fist bumped her.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm sorry, I can't keep up with all the stupid things he did to various dignitaries.
I know.
That was a very difficult question, to be fair. You don't have all night.
Did you see his white tie and tails, you two? That was a sight.
He looks great.
They've been captured by Melania's literal dressing that she's been involved in. She's matching Big Ben, apparently.
But is it really Melania?
Well, that's...
That's right. That's right.
Oh.
Here we are, 2.5 points apiece, Stephen and Tom, heading into round four. Sport, we're all about the theme music. I think sport. Sport demands a theme. Yes, it does.
This is where I shine, everyone. This is where I come into my own. Here we go.
That's a little obvious for a theme, I think. Okay. This is open to both of you. And I don't know how we're going to sort of, you know, wrangle that, but just shout if you know the answer. The FIFA Women's World Cup is on in France. Backing up after their 2019 Cup of Nations triumph, which country?
Italy.
Well. Okay. Stephen is on fire.
And for the bonus points, Sunday night at 7:30.
That's who the Matildas play. Yes, their opening encounter, Australia's best international sporting team. The Matildas play Italy. Stephen, as a Queenslander, mm-hmm. You'd be happy with the result of Origin 1.
Pleasantly surprised.
Indigenous rep players like Will Chambers from the Maroons and Cody Walker from New South Wales boycotted the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Pourquoi?
Yes.
Sorry, Stephen?
Why?
Sorry?
Well, he's asking why.
Oh, sorry.
Buzz. Pourquoi means why. Bonus points.
I'm not a student of the world, apparently. Yeah. Because they don't agree with the language that's used in the national anthem.
And well, that's swearing. Young and free, right?
Yeah, young and free.
Not so much young and free.
For those who come across the seas with boundless plains to share. Tom?
Yes?
There's two more matches in State of Origin series for male rugby league players. The women's State of Origin is coming up. How many games will the ladies play?
Oh, my God. important information that I should have in my brain.
Sport is Tom's special subject.
Yes, I think so. Well, I think that women are equal to men, so they should play three just like the men do. Well, that's sexist, so it's not actually my fault. I didn't even want to be correct on that one.
Yeah, the answer is one. But enjoy it, female rugby league players.
Yeah, right. I'm sure they get paid the same too.
June 21. This is going surprisingly well for Stephen, who's on 4.5. Tom is on 2.5.
I'm here to learn, Jonathan. That's why I'm here.
There's
okay?
also time
I'm
to redeem
yourself.
I'm enjoying
learning things about the world and the country that we live in.
Climate change is our subject. Oh. According to the Melbourne think tank Breakthrough National Centre for Climate Restoration, they sound like fun. When will civilization as we know it end if we don't take drastic action on climate change? Is it A, 2030, B, 2040, C, 2050, D, in December 2019, just after the first drinks break of the Boxing Day test?
That would be C, 2050, my friends. We got all that time.
That question was actually supposed to be for Stephen, so, you know.
I was going to say C as well. So.
Oh, no, okay, gosh. Fair enough. Stephen?
Yes?
According to the Scripps Institution of Oceanography and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration of the US.
You took the easy one.
The amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere hit a high point for 2019 in May.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, I'm not going to make you guess that measurement, but it was, in fact, 414.8 parts per million. Just,
well, that was the only part I know of the answer.
That's for Tom's benefit, because he's here to learn.
Thanks, everyone.
True or false, is this the highest monthly number on record ever?
Yeah.
Since when is true or false the question, when is the answer to that yeah? I mean, what did you mean? Stephen, did you mean true or false?
This is a language lesson for both of us.
Well, I'd take a point off that, Jonathan, I think.
Do you think I should?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think that'd be very fair.
No, I won't. Stephen, you're 5.5. Tom, you're 3.5.
Good.
A rapid fire round of this week's content on RN Drive. Stephen, there was an attempt to force women to wear high heels to work in which country this week?
Japan.
Ta-da. Bonus point if you can tell me the name of the trending hashtag in that campaign.
Oh, was it Kutu?
Good Lord.
Kutu, Brutus?
I tell you what it was, and it wasn't Flat-O Friday. Yeah, Tom?
Yes?
Scientists reckon they have they've got a way to pick up Alzheimer's disease before symptoms appear by doing a test on what part of the body?
Ooh, I don't know, but I'm going to enjoy guessing this
yes,
one.
Yes, you will.
The butt.
Is it the butt?
It's not the butt. Oh, that's weird.
Okay, I guess another body part.
Okay.
Don't give him another joke.
The knee.
No, no, no.
It's a shame.
Shall I give you one more?
The testicles.
Wrong, wrong, oh, wrong.
Well, you tried.
That's wrong because that's two body parts.
Wrong, oh, I see.
In fact, so is the answer. The answer's the eye. Yay!
Oh, okay. There we go.
Who knew? Okay, here's the scores. Tom.
Yes?
You scored 3.5.
That's pretty good, I reckon.
It's not bad.
I'm happy with that.
It's pretty shabby compared to Stephen.
Did he get more, did he?
He got 7.5.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
But we all had fun. That's the main thing.
I know we had fun.
Everyone's a winner. But I just won the most.
And I think we learned a little and we laughed a lot.
But it's not the butt. Is that right?
It's not the butt.
Okay.
It's clearly not the butt.
Okay, just good to know that.
Thanks to Stephen Stockwell. He's the man behind the hashtag Flano Friday, presenter, co-host of the Signal podcast. Tom Ballard, he has a new show. It's called Enough, and it's around Australia right now. And this is Drive.